Time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. 5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain as the playoffs get started on this Halloween night at Lumen Christi High School. Fun as the band on the field performing their pregame show, all in costumes. Student section, I saw we got the whole crew from the 100 Acre Wood here, including Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Eeyore in attendance tonight, and although the crowd not as big as we would normally have for an opening round playoff game for the Titans, being on Halloween night, it's not unexpected. A little chilly out here, but overall, lovely night for football. I'm sure the players don't mind the temperature because they're going to be out there working hard, sweating it out as they attempt to get this postseason on track and maybe head for another trip to Ford Field. Of course, you knock on wood when you say that for the Titans or for anybody. I don't want to jinx anyone. I don't want to overestimate anyone. I'm just saying that's the goal for everybody who's playing football this weekend.
Well, Steve, as you know, I'm a man of the people. So
you are.
Coming in today, I like to talk to some of the fans, and I was stopped by three zombies / cheerleaders, and I asked them what's going to happen. And according to Libby Reese, Maggie Noah, and Katie Scanlon, it's going to be a running clock tonight. Now, that's according to the zombie cheerleaders.
Right.
Now, on the flip side of that, the Rocky theme song was playing.
Yep.
And I don't know if you're on Stead listening to that, but it got me kind of pumped up, like thinking, hey, this is underdog time and this is tournament time, and that's when underdogs tend to shine. So
anything can happen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, usually you hope the cheerleaders are lively. Tonight they're undead. We've got, by the way, I'm also a man of the people.
You are.
And I did get a hitch a ride. Golf Cart Man. I don't know his name. He calls himself Golf Cart Man to me. He gave me a little ride from the parking lot out here. It's not a long stretch, but long enough to talk. And he said, hey, make sure you give a shout-out to Noah Lampman, my grandson, playing on the line tonight. And he'll be out looking to perform and have a good night. We just come off in last week up at Ford Field for the Catholic League Prep Bowl. And the offensive line nearly won player of the game honors. We ended up giving it to Sean Walicki for his great defensive effort. But the offensive line playing great right now. Got a lot of push. And the one play I keep recognizing, Brian, that was so impressive to me was a goal line carry from the one. And the offensive line got such a good push that the defenders were 3 yards deep in the end zone and the running back just had to walk in. He had no one could even touch him. It wasn't some, you know, jam pile at the line that he had to jump over or dive through. He just walked it in. And so that offensive line is playing great football right now, in rhythm, overpowering. And, yeah, as your cheerleaders mentioned, signs are pointing to this is a game that could get out of control early. Onstead's going to have to come out and execute near perfect, have a great game plan, and make it all happen. Coming out, Lumen Christi, 6-3 this year, which you go, oh, that's a little, maybe a down year for the Titans, but they played such a tough schedule that 6-3 actually sounds good. 4 wins in a row. They started out 2-3, but have really came out with some big wins over Traverse City St. Francis up at their gym last week. Beat Centerline 42-7 with a running clock out at Ford Field. So Lumen comes in with the most playoff points in Division 6, as well as the number 2 MHSAA ranking in Division 6. So things are looking good for the Titans, even with that tough schedule this year. They probably are the most prepared team in this division to go to Ford Field.
Well, and Steve, you and I talk about it all the time. That's Coach Brogan's MO, right? Like, he's preparing for now. This is
right.
I mean, not that regular season games don't count. You got to still win, and those are important. But hanging banners is what's important, and getting the kids ready for this little journey that's about to take place, and it all starts tonight.
Well, and it's If they continue to win, it'll stay here next week and the following week. Three home games you earn when you're the number one playoff point team in your division. Meanwhile, Onset comes in kind of an opposite side story. They're 4-5, 3-4 in their league. Lowest playoff points in Division 6 that got into the postseason, so they're the last team in. And, yeah, this would be as big an upset as there will be in the postseason, you'd expect, if Onset comes out, does what they need to do, and make something happen. They're coming off a win. Really, last week was a, you know, win-or-go-home kind of game. They beat Detroit Henry Ford 36-16, so they've played with a little bit of edge, knowing if they lost that game, there's no chance of getting in, but you win, you're in, and that's great for Onsted. They do have kind of the working against them. We're looking at some of their tough opponents. Michigan Center, who was unbeaten until last week. Michigan Center beat them 42-0 in August, and then in September, about a month later, they lost 49-0 to Clinton. So they've had tough games against juggernauts, and they have not been able to perform in those games in a way that makes you feel like they can threaten Lumen tonight. And so, just real talk, they're a huge underdog, and I'd be surprised if Lumen Christi let them hang around long enough to access that underdog energy.
Yeah, talking to a couple of my Onsted sources, a couple good, nice playmakers, but they had concerns with the line.
Yeah.
And when you're playing this Lumen team, the words concern with the line is usually not a recipe for anything positive to happen.
No doubt about it. So we're here on the pregame for Minute Man Sewer and Drain. And all-time series, it's 3-1, four matchups between these two teams. They were all in the playoffs. Lumen Christi, three wins, one loss to Onsted. If you're Onsted, at least a little bit, you say, all right, well, in 2006, they won 20-0 in the district matchup with Lumen. So they have shut them out in the past. Not a lot of teams can say that. But that's a long time ago. It's 19 years ago, and it's been a while. Lumen's won the last two matchups, and again, 3 out of 4. And in the, with the exception of one game, 2008, it was 42-7 that Lumen won. Otherwise, all the games were shutouts. So that's potential again for tonight. But
a trend.
If I'm looking back, and I like to look that stuff up and have that historical matchup. So. This one doesn't feel like sometimes where we have, these teams, this is the first meeting. And I feel like we've seen that a lot here with Lumen, is the first meeting between them and another team, the visitors. So in this case, they've got a little bit of history. All of it's from the playoffs, and all of it was from about that 4 or 5 year span where they played each other in this game here, the opening game of the district. But some good Onsted teams in the past. This Lumen team, I would say, is pretty good, and we're about to have this matchup coming up for you in just a few minutes. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll get the anthem here in the stadium, and we'll get ready for kickoff. Lumen Christi hosting Onsted tonight, round one of the MHSAA Division 6 state tournament. And the Titans coming out as favorites on their home field. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others cannot. And we'll be right back after a 3-minute break on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Struggling with a denied Social Security or disability claim? You are not alone. I'm Larry Falzon of Wygott and Falzon. For decades, we've been helping Michiganders navigate the complexities of disability and Social Security claims. We understand the challenges and are here to fight for your rights with a track record of success and a commitment to our clients. We're ready to assist you. Call us today at 877-2-GET-PAID for a free consultation. Wygott and Falzon. Losing is not an option.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here for Minute Man Sewer and Drain. Of course, our presenting sponsor as well throughout the postseason. Shout out to Mark Konopacki and the whole team. 24-7, 365, MinuteManSewer.com. If you need them to come out in an emergency, in a pinch, they'll be there. Also on the game coverage, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, and AeroQuip Credit Union.
Is your heater on yet?
It is. As my wife made a big deal of announcing that she was turning it on, because she's the one least likely to desire the furnace to be on. She's ready to... She sees that electric bill more.
You're Captain Steve on air, but she's... Captain Temperature at home.
No doubt. That was an easy thing that I decided early in our marriage to make things go smoothly. If I'm too cold, I'm not going to say anything about the heat. I'm going to go put on a sweatshirt or grab a blanket, because she's going to be much more affected by the cold or the heat than I am. So
you get some football action and marital advice if you listen, tune in today.
Yeah, it's all kinds of things. So even if you don't have a lot of faith that Anstead's going to put up a huge fight tonight, at least you can know there's going to be valuable advice. Now, we did talk with some of the historians up here in the broadcast booth area, and recalling that 20-0 Anstead win over Lumen Christi back in 06, and they said it was a downpour, watching from underneath a tarp at Withington.
Courtesy of golfer extraordinaire Mark Donato.
This is our first Mark Donato game of the year, too, so you know the clock's going to be... run to perfection, that play clock. Titans will kick off. Anstead will return. And we're just about ready to get started here.
Yeah. Yeah, we know with no Tomas up here, the clock's going to get run a lot better.
First quarter of the game brought to you by Virginia Coney Island as the kickoff is in the air and pretty deep. Gets all the way down to the 9, fielded there by Anstead and running straight up into the coverage. Past the 25, and then pushed backward from there. But forward progress will get him out to the 29-yard line for Anstead's first possession.
Steve, we talked about how, at least on paper, the line matchup, and that's both offensive and defensive line, is going to be in Lumen's favor. So that early kickoff, I kind of have my eyes on those type of plays, because I feel like if Anstead's going to maybe have a shot of being in this, they're going to need a big play, like whether it's special teams or something.
Fluke turnover, anything. Yeah, anything you can capitalize. Like I said, if they play really well, like the skill guys are capable. Can you give the quarterback time? Can you give the running back a hole to run through? They go with a pistol and hand it off on first down to the right side and cutting into the line and able to get about 4, maybe 5 on first down. And on the carry there, Connor Kish. Tailback junior from Anstead. And they do give 5 yards out to the 35, second down and five.
Yeah, Kish is one of the names I was told we'll be saying plenty, along with quarterback Cole Wells.
6'1", senior quarterback Cole Wells. Out of a shotgun again, they go pistol, and then those two wings move in beside him in the backfield. Takes a snap, play action, looking to throw. Not a ton of time, but a man open in the flat. He has to go down to the turf to catch, which is unfortunate because if he was all alone, if he's able to catch that, even if he's just on his feet, that's a first down. Instead, it'll bring up third down and about one, but still nice, well-executed offense and good patience for Wells to hang out there and wait as that pocket was sort of collapsing to get his guy open, and he was all alone. Good play call by the onset staff.
Yeah, a little miscommunication in that Titans defensive backfield. Like you said, if he catches that on his feet, he's running a ways.
Third down and one. Big play early already for the Wildcats. And there's a snap. Looking to throw. Wells escapes and throws it away. And the receiver, that definitely wasn't the play call, the throw to him, because he was downfield blocking. Looks like they were trying to set up a screen. And Jacob Ullman, the intended receiver on the play, incomplete, fourth and one for onset.
You know, Steven, warm-ups, I was watching onset, and they were doing a little quick. And I kind of laughed to myself. I'm thinking, man, they don't think they're going to have much time because it was like snap and quick throw.
Yeah.
And that was the play right there. But somebody kept going downfield and wasn't looking in the receiving corps.
Fourth and one. Onset offense stays on the field. Wells in the shotgun. He's got one to his right and a deep back is Kish. And we get some movement on the line. And we'll see if it goes against Lumen or Onstead. Titans seem to think it's against the Wildcats. We'll wait for the signal, but the Wildcats already turning over that personnel to the punt squad, it looks like, and that will be the call. So from fourth and one to fourth and six, now you get the punt unit out for the Wildcats. 10:30 to play first quarter. We're scoreless. Lumen looking to possess the football for the first time. Deep to return for the Titans, number 23, Broden Burgess. And I did hear some rumblings up here also that there may be some of those skill personnel for the Titans may be limited. Another flag.
Well, no, they reversed their call. They got together and huddled. And, Steve, I'm watching, and it was clearly false start on Onstead, but they're claiming that the Titans did something to draw them, which I couldn't see by the naked eye. Maybe they were messing with their cadence or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some no-nos that we up in the booth can't really tell. But it does move the chain, so the onset offense stays out. At the 44-yard line, moving near midfield, first and 10. Shotgun here for Wells. Takes a snap, pitches to Kish on the outside toss. And he's only going to get back to the line of scrimmage. And actually, it looks like they're going to mark him down with about a yard or two loss. So we'll call it second and 11 now for Onstead as the clock begins again down to 10:14, our first possession of the game on Halloween night here at Lumen Christi High School.
Should we talk a little extra spooky tonight, maybe? First and 10.
I love the more ridiculous parts of Halloween. There's a couple of hot dogs over in the student section or down by the concession stands. And those big quarter-pound hot dogs, it almost looks like they could sit in the stands over here.
Yeah.
They're so big. 9:45 to go first quarter. They fake the pitch, looking to throw. Time up the seam and incomplete. It looks like well-covered. Intended receiver, Colton Chamberlain. And that'll bring up third and 11 now for Onstead. We're down to 9:39 to play in the first.
And that was Nolan Huff on the coverage there. And again, a fingertip on that ball. Quick delivery, though, by Wells.
Yeah.
He slung it pretty good.
He's thrown a couple fastballs here already. They started at about the 29-yard line and now at the 43. It feels like a lot more time's gone by than just that small amount of yardage that they've been able to move, but that's the way the football game works sometimes. Shotgun empty backfield, five wide. Back to throw Wells. Steps up, gets away from a would-be tackler and grabbing his left arm as he throws, and he just overthrew Kish out there in the flat, and that'll be incomplete. Fourth down and 11, and now the Onstead punt team will come out.
Yeah, that was another open receiver there, Steve. Now, he did have to kind of scramble a little bit, but keep an eye on that.
Yeah, it looked like for a moment that he was going to tuck it and run it. Would have been tough to get all 11 yards there, but if he had completed that pass, Kish had a chance.
So now we have Broden Burgess.
It's just about, yeah, just about 5 yards deep, or four after the one-yard loss. So he'll standing out down at the 17-yard line, waiting on this punt. Standing on the 30, stepping into it, nearly blocked, but gets away. A nice punt down to the 15. Burgess gets away from the first guy. Past the second, head of steam out to the sideline, to the 40, 45, 50, midfield. 45 down to the 42-yard line. Pushed down, Broden Burgess flips the field over for the Titans. And that net punt, minus 3 yards, as the Titans get a great return and good field position to start their first possession of this game with 9:19 to play.
Yeah, that was a beautiful punt there by Mason Chesser, 6'2" senior.
So it kind of like a spiral. It stayed in that spiral, so it got him some distance and maybe outkicked the coverage a little bit there. But I've heard people say, well, if you're outkicking the coverage, get better coverage because you want that big boot.
I always say that about you.
Benny Gaston under center and hands off to Sattler, first down. He gets a good hole for about 5 yards first down. And second down. Oh, that, yeah, we'll call it second and five here. Titans down to the 36-yard line.
That's Patrick Painborn bringing him down for Onstead.
I think it's actually Sean Wilicki back there taking carries. They hand it to him again. He's going to break through the line. Stays on his feet through contact all the way down to the 26-yard line. First down Titans. Couple carries for Wilicki moving the football.
And we always keep our eyes on that line battle. And so far that's two plays for Lumen and two plays where you can visibly see the offensive line getting a push.
Yeah, and I called Paul Sattler's name there in the first play, even though, I'd heard they're going to have a couple skill guys like Sattler and some others who might not be active tonight. Pitch it out to Wilicki, and he's got well blocked, untouched, all the way to the end zone. 26 yards to Pater, never touched. You don't see a pitch play that well blocked most of the time, Brian. Right to the house. Touchdown for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning in our first quarter. Brought to you by Virginia Coney Island. Check out their social media, Facebook and TikTok. Check out the yellow bag special. Two Coneys, chips and a drink for $8.50. Best deal in town. And buy the Coney sauce at Virginia Coney Island. By the pound, $8 any day. Stop by or they'll even ship it to you. Virginia Coney Island, our first quarter sponsor. Extra point attempt. And the hold is down. The kick is up. And it's good. 7-0 Titans. 8-11 to play first quarter. Back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Wetzel to kick off now for the Titans, leading 7-0. That one end over end and down to about the 20, bounces and just stops. Onset able to dive on it and get it at the 20. Maybe the 21, but Brian, you weren't there, but last week at Ford Field, he had one of those kickoffs that got to just over the 30, landed and stopped. Center line couldn't get to it. Titans able to recover, and not really an onside kick, but if you hustle after that football, when it lands like that, you got a chance at it.
Yeah, that's kind of in that no man's land, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where somebody's got to have to speak up and take charge from the return team.
8:09 to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Titans. And the defense lines up. Meanwhile, Onstead, shotgun formation here, pistol. Running back behind him is Kish. He hands off going to the left side. And Kish rumbles a little over the 21 to the 23. I think they're going to get one on first down. We'll call it second and nine for Onstead running that left side.
How about old Antoine Baker there clogging up the middle, as we call his name often?
Yeah, that's one of those players that makes that battle in the trenches often lean in the favor of the Titans.
Dave Cloak, happy to hear that name too.
Yeah. 7:36, clock running, 7-0. Onset trails, second down and nine. Pistol formation, four wideouts for the quarterback. Gets bumps into his own guy, does stay on his feet, and then miscommunication there, almost threw it to contact back there. Intended receiver on the play was number 18, Jacob Ullman. Incomplete again, and bumped into one of his own guys back there, did Cole Wells. Trying to stay on his feet and watch out for that pressure. So far, honestly, I think Onstead's done a good job of that game plan anyway. We'll protect as long as we can, but he's got to know that his time is limited.
Yeah, he's got to have that internal clock going off, because you can't stand there for 6 seconds. He had a good three or four.
Yeah.
Which is more than normal.
Now we'll get a timeout from Onstead. We'll take a 60-second timeout. 7:22 to play first quarter. Back in a minute on WKHM. Timeout. 7:22.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Out of the shotgun on third down after the timeout, and Wells takes the snap, and he's immediately got a Titan in his grill, tried to elude, but could not, and it brings up fourth down and about 11 now, and another punt for the Wildcats.
Yeah, we just commented on how much time he had. That time it looked like Walicki and Baker were both in there. Not sure who you give credit to the sack.
Half
each.
Walicki was our player of the game last week at Ford Field against Centerline. Just played great defense, and he was in on every tackle all day, it felt like. So just a well-played game by Walicki. And we saw he's a factor on the offense, too. And having to scramble as a punter in the backfield, does get it away, goes to the turf. We get no flag out there, so the punt will roll to a stop this side of the 50. Onstead territory. Titans will get it there just at midfield with 6:25 to play in the first quarter and a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, Steve, Onstead looked like they were contemplating a fake there. The punter rolled out, was looking, and he did get hit, and I think I heard some people yelling they wanted a roughing, but once he becomes a runner, they can hit him.
Yep. 6:25 to go. And the Titans, that's a spot. They gave them about just the width of the yard line, but they had stopped certainly the other side of the 50. Right at midfield, though, Titans, and they hand off to Amarion Clay, and he dances through the line into the open. Untouched, and now all the way down, and just got one guy on the ankle at about the 30-yard line to keep him from the end zone. He stayed on his feet out to the 24. First and 10, Titans with a big gain.
Yeah. Carter Gillian, he doesn't grab his shoestrings.
And that happened quickly in one moment. Marion Clay is hidden by the offensive line, and then he just emerged into daylight and felt like he was at full speed. And we know he's got that burst of quickness. Now we got Aiden Gatewood in the backfield. We'll take that handoff. No, play fake. Roll out to pass. Gaston, he's got a man in the flat open. Make the catch. First down. Slips a tackle at the 10 down to the 4-yard line and stopped. Great pass there by Owen Powers. Owen Powers had a touchdown in the game against Centerline. Gets the Titans inside the 5 for a first and goal with 5:47 to play in the first, leading 7-0.
Lumen just, it's almost like they're going to test out all their plays and players. Everybody's getting a touch.
I was going to say, that looked a lot like that play that Onstead ran where they had a wide open receiver too. Powers made the catch. First and goal from the 3-yard line. And we get a flag coming in. Wilicki takes it in with ease, but we'll see that flag likely going to be some sort of a shift or, and it is against Lumen.
Yeah, Coach Brogan has his arms up. I don't know if that's at his own player or at the official.
Either way, displeased with the result there. So 5:28 to play in the first, 7-0 lead for the Titans. First and goal now from about the 8-yard line. Pucher up there wanted to say the 9. Huh?
Well, it feels like this is just more of a delayed of the inevitable, but we'll see.
And again, we kind of touted it, and I'm glad that there it is. Well, look, he takes the carry from the 9 all the way into the end zone. So we'll call it an 8-yard touchdown, but it is a touchdown. And, again, the offensive line for the Titans just looked so good last week, continuing into this week. 13-0 Lemon Christie, a touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. And we still got 5:22 to play in the first quarter, brought to you by Virginia Coney Island.
And Steve Sean Wilicki, maybe he knew he was player of the game last week as a defensive guy. And he's like, hey, boys, I play a little offense too. get ready to save me again.
There's a snap in the hold, and that kick doesn't get to the crossbar. I don't know. It might have gotten tipped by the defense. Either way, it's 13-0, and the Titans will kick it off after a 30-second commercial break on WKHM. The Titans
get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Kickoff in the air and down, bounces and starts rolling toward the end zone, fielded at about the 6, trying to go to the sideline. Not a lot of room to maneuver over there out at the 16-yard line, and that's where the Wildcats will take possession. And I believe we've got Bryce Adams on the return. Is that the number?
Number 3.
Oh, 3. Give me Landon Johnson. Excuse me.
But Bryce cheered him on.
He was
so he had a part of it. Yeah,
it's not as though it's a total team effort. I'm sure Onset doesn't even want us to say their names. Just Wildcats.
Well, we'll see after this drive.
5:17 to play in the first for Virginia Coney Island. A pistol formation with 4 wideouts. Snap a little high, but he keeps it. Little wide receiver screen, sort of. They got a first down and then some. Past the 30, they're going to say he stepped out at the 30. But there's a first down on a nice, almost a wide receiver screen there.
And they've had a couple open receivers.
And I think that was Mason Chesser on the reception. And the run after catch out to the 30 and a first down for Onset. A couple first downs for the Wildcats in this one. Still trailing 13-0, but looked good. I think they've got the proper game plan. Not holding anything, nothing that takes a long time to develop. Pistol formation again, 4 wide. And a quick wide receiver move over to Chesser. And just a quick pass, try to get those, you know, get him to beat a guy and maybe turn it into a big gain. He gets about 4 on first down. So another reception for Chesser. And second and we'll call it 6.5 for the Wildcats.
And I think, Steve, when you have a little line disadvantage, you're going to have to do some of those quick-hitting things or even invite him on a little blitz and little screens or slants over the middle.
Football just short of the 34 on second down. Taking the snap and pitching out left side. And cuts it up to the 35, down to the 37-yard line. And that'll make third and manageable here. They'll call it about two to gain. And a nice run again by Kish. And going to that left side of the Titan defense. Third down and short, 4:15 to play first quarter. 13-0 Titans, but Onstead feeling a little momentum maybe here. They can get another first down would be big.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have two plays to do it as long as they don't go backwards. By the way, that was Cash Cooper in on that tackle for Lumen.
Empty backfield. And this may be a chance for a keep from Coles. He throws it and caught by Kish out at the 40. That's close. They're going to give him the forward progress and a first down. And again, that was Cole Wells. Looked like he was going to run for it and then pulled it down and threw it. 3:51 to play and another first down for Onstead on this drive.
Yeah, that was a pretty generous spot there, I thought, too. That was close.
.338 to play as we tick down to the end of the first quarter. Again, brought to you by Virginia Coney Island. I would buy that Coney sauce by the pound, man. That's something just good to have at home.
Couple pounds. Put it in my scrambled eggs.
First down from the 40. Pistol formation, four wideouts for Wells. Grabs it, throws into the slot. Another catch by Chesser. And juked a defender down. And so 8 yards or so on that carry, or a catch and carry for Chesser. Close to midfield at the 48. Second down and two for Onstead.
Just another quick hitter.
Yeah, Brian, I don't remember if it was, I want to say 2 years ago.
Grass Lake
here doing kind of the same thing, you know, having that quick pass game plan, and they didn't, you know, never felt like they were going to really beat Lumen, but it kept them active and kept the ball in their possession for a lot longer. And we saw Lumen walk over the next couple rounds of opponents. But Grass Lake seemed to just have a better game plan. There's a tough throw for Wells with a guy in his face and nearly connected, bounced off the hands of Landon Johnson, and then completed to bring up third and two, but they went for it on kind of a deep slant.
Yeah, that pass to Johnson, and the Onstead unis kind of look a little Minnesota Vikings. I thought that was Jordan Addison.
Addison obviously would have caught it. Not this week, though. Not
yeah,
this Sunday.
That's right.
Third down and two from the 48. Still on their own side of the field, but moving toward the center line there. 2:36 to play in the first. Third down. Kish the deep back. Yeah, we're in close motion across the formation. They pitch it to Kish, and the Titans were onto it from the start. He's going to lose a yard, maybe two, and bring up fourth down and four, we'll call it. And we might see some punt action here from the Onstead Wildcats with that fourth and that distance. Although, a lot of times we think in high school that that spot right there might be a four-down spot, and it looks like maybe it is. I think the offense huddling up here for the Wildcats. 2:08 and ticking down here, 13-0 they trail. And it is indeed the offense coming back out. They'll go empty backfield. And again, you got to kind of, if you're the Titans, you got to watch that dead area right behind the line. They like to drop it in there. They got a couple guys who can catch, like you said, Brian, in the pregame. The skill players have looked pretty good. That pass, another bullet from Wells, and just off the hands of Chesser. Otherwise, that's probably a first down.
Yeah, Chester, I think, should have come up with that one. It had heat on it, but you got to be ready.
Yeah, Wells kind of the human jugs machine tonight.
Yeah.
Firing bullets. 1:48 to play. Titans take it back on the Onstead side of the field, first and 10, and they mark that at the 46.
Steve, in hindsight, you can always say anything, but even though they didn't pick that up, I like that call by Onstead because, one, you have nothing to lose. Two, right now, Lumen's offense is just slicing through you, so you give it back to him. Feels like you're giving him a score.
A little offset eye here. Play action, Gaston looking to throw. Way downfield, he's got a man. Is Wes Learned in double coverage out there, and pretty good defensive coverage by the Onstead squad as Learned sees it go off his hands and incomplete.
Yeah, that's Chesser again, isn't it?
Yeah, Chesser back there, and I think we'll give a... shout to that other DB, who I believe is maybe Cole Rutkowski.
Yep. Yeah, Chester kind of high-pointed that and was the first one to get his hands on. Able to knock it down, a good defensive play. If Gaston could have thrown it maybe 2 yards further, yeah, he might have had him.
Learned in the slot right now. Big set, shifting to the right side. Offset eye again. They pitch it out to Clay to the right side. Stiff arms, the guy still on his feet. There's first down distance to the sideline. Foot race, pushed out of bounds, tiptoeing the sideline. I thought he stayed in for another step or two. They're going to mark him out at the 12, or excuse me, the 17. Well, that's still a first down and a nice gain again by Amarion Clay. And on those pitch outs, that line and those receivers are really holding their blocks. And a lot of running room for Clay after he made one nice stiff arm at about the line of scrimmage. 1:31 to play and 13-0 Titans.
Tell you one person that thinks the Titans are about to score, and that's Anthony Wetzel, the kicker. He's already practicing his motion, getting ready for his extra point.
Shotgun for Gaston here. It fakes the end around, a little try fake, and then it is an end around, but it goes to that is Johnny Walters. He's going to get it down to the 7 yard line.
That was a new play in the Titan playbook. We haven't seen that one this
year. I have. They ran it at center line, actually, against center line last week.
Oh, okay. That's a new one to me.
Yeah. But, yeah, they fake handoff, fake an end around, and then he spins and does an end around. And Walters takes it down to the 7 yard line, second down, and we're calling it half a yard.
You know you have to have a good offensive line to do that because that takes time to develop.
There's a handoff to Gatewood. He dives in the line, stays on his feet. Now a surge toward the goal line, but he's going to get stopped short. They'll put it on the two, but it'll be first and goal from there for the Titans. Minute 16 to play in the first quarter for Virginia Coney Island, and it's 13-0 Lumen Christi.
You know, usually when we see Gatewood, he's kind of juking and stuff and trying to get to the outside. He was really showing some power there. He's like a young Mark Donato on his feet. Bowling his way.
Hey, first quarter is brought to you by Virginia Coney Island. Don't forget about that yellow bag special. Two conies, chips, and a drink for $8.50. Hand off to Gatewood to close out the drive with a touchdown from 2 yards out. 53 seconds remaining. That's going to make it 19-0. Lumen Christi. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning.
Steve, they are getting a lot of people involved today early. I don't know if you should get limbered up. If there's a chance we could get you a couple carries,
I would like
to see it.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, with some of those holes they're making,
yeah,
6-7.
Utter confidence that I could get. I could get a first down on three tries. 53 seconds left. 20-0 after the made extra point. 30-second break. And we got another kickoff in the first quarter on WKHM next. 30-second break.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate.
With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
All right, Onset looking to get the football back, trailing 20-0, and deep to return for the Wildcats, Landon Johnson. And over the head, bounces at the one, and eventually goes into the end zone, but that for a moment had a chance, and that was Cole Rutkowski, who wasn't going to grab it because it was going to go in the end zone, and he's got that little spin like it's a pitching wedge. He's just sitting down next to the pin out there.
That's funny that you use the golf reference, because so far I feel like Wetzel's kickoffs has used different clubs.
Yeah.
He's hit a wedge, he's hit a 7-iron, and that was a good little hooded 4-iron to the goal. Showing all of his everything
his
in the bag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Titan defense sets up onset with three receivers to the right for Wells, rolling out and throws it over there. He's got a man at the stick. And boom, a hit at the 25 and a nice catch and run after for Onstad. So caught it right there by that chain and then took it to the, about the six-yard line and knocked out of bounds on the play.
Yeah, we've seen Ratovsky make a couple nice catches. Little run after the catch.
And it, wow, they gave him first down on that. I thought he had got bounced out of bounds, but they're out to the 30-yard line now. 38 seconds to play in the first for Virginia Coney Island. Of course, our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Two receivers to each side for Wells. Kish is the deep back. He tries to throw out of the backfield. It's tipped and almost picked off. Titans all over that play and in the passing lane. Nearly picked off. Incomplete. Second and 10 from the 30, and that'll stop the clock to 32 seconds to play in the first.
Yeah, that was Cash Cooper ready for that one. And that was just a quick wide receiver screen, and Cooper was anticipating that. And, man, he almost had a pick six.
That was that aggression, though. If they could have caught them with that, that's a chance for a big gain. So just missed on a good play call. 32 seconds to go, and second down and 10 for Onset. 32 seconds in the first quarter. We're still in the first half of this early game, starting the playoffs here in all looming so far. Onstead with a good game plan, but tough to work with. And out of the shotgun, brought down hard in the backfield. Wells, Cash Cooper in there again. And it'll be third and 10. Got the throwaway, but paid for it. And incomplete pass.
Wonder if Willicki told Cash Cooper, like, hey, buddy, you can become player of the game just from defense. And Cooper says, no kidding. I'm going to test that out because he's involved in a lot this series. A
couple very nice plays on this drive. Onstead, meanwhile, third and 10. Continuing with that kind of spread formation. Two backs, one to the right and one behind Wells. Takes the snap, fakes the pitch, looking to pass. On his heels, he does get it away, but he's going to get 2 yards at the most, depending on the spot here. Jacob Ullman makes the catch, but again, caught and hit immediately. Fourth down and 9, and the punt team will come out for Onstead. And, yeah, the clock continues to run on the completed pass in the first quarter in the books. Thank you, Virginia Coney Island, 20-0 Lumen Christi. 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM. 60-second.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years. Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Burgess back to return a punt here. First play of the second quarter will be an Onstead punt. And the punter steps up to the 20. It's nice and high. It's not going to be real deep. Fielded at the 41, fair caught by Burgess, and that's where Lumen Christi will take it on their own 41-yard line as we get the second half started, or second quarter rather.
That's a good catch by Burgess, because that was as you said, that was really high, and he had to really run up there, and somebody kind of bearing in on him too. I ought to dropped it. Dialing into his inner Gabe King, didn't he?
He did. Sticky handed that one. At the 42, we'll call the spot. Just maybe a little shy of it, but first and 10 there for the Titans. 11:53 to play first half. Stay tuned at the halftime. We'll run down what happened in the first half and get you this week in high school sports from the MHSAA. Benny Gaston under center. Fakes the pitch, back to pass, looking, throws downfield. He's got a man, Wes Learned, one-on-one. Learned tripped up and falls. Their feet just got tied up. And Learned goes down and can't make a play on the ball. And it's a nice coverage, honestly. They did stay with him. But Benny Gaston misses on the throw to Wes Learned again, or rather, Wes Learned knocked off of his feet. That's just one. All it takes is a little kick, and you trip over your own ankle.
Yeah, and the fans wanted pass interference, but the feet getting tangled isn't enough to do that. And that was truly just kind of
incidental.
Yeah.
So second and 10 for the Titans. Two receivers out left, Learned in the slot. Gaston under center. Hands off on second down to Gatewood. Or is that Clay? Nope, Gatewood. I was right. Over the 50 to the 49, short of the first down line to gain, but only by a yard. We'll get a third down and short for Lumen Christie now. Out-of-town scoreboard update we've got so far, 15-0 Michigan Center with a minute 13 to play in the first against Romulus. Romulus is a cool city name.
That clash can't have much history.
No, Center, I can't Romulus. Imagine. Right. Hand off to Walicki on third and short, and he drags the guy for about 5 yards. That's the exact reason you see people running with a parachute. That was the exact muscles you're working on that exercise, and he gets it down to the 35, first and 10 for the Titans from there, moving into Onstead territory.
Yeah, you put that weighted vest on. That time it was, I think it was Landon Johnson that was acting as the weighted vest.
And Walicki just kept the legs churning. And I bet at 4, maybe 5 yards extra at the end of that run by finishing it out that way. 10:40 to play first half. Gaston under center. And gives it to Gatewood, coming back across off tackle. And he cuts back into the middle field. Stays on his feet, spins away from a defender down inside the 25, 24-yard line. First and 10, Lumen. Aiden Gatewood, and I think that was one of the cool things at that centerline game last week, Brian, was that the Titans had 6 touchdowns, 6 different people scored. So they are just going into that depth and showing, you know, we've seen spectacular individual efforts over the last few years, particularly Cadell Williams in that state championship game last year. In this case, it just seems like Lumen is just complete team across the board. Wherever they decide they need to go, Gatewood takes again off tackle. On his feet, untouched now. And we'll get a holding call that's going to come in late in the run. Gatewood into the end zone. They signal touchdown, but that flag is going to bring it back out, I think.
Signal is a hold against the Titans.
That is the call. And the flag down at the 16. So we'll count 10 yards off from there, which will be almost back to out. Comes back to the original line of scrimmage. So that'll be again at the 26 first down, and they'll call it 12 inside of 10 minutes to play first half, and the Titans first and 12 or 13 here.
Yeah, Steve, I think they got Johnny Furness, wide receiver, on that hold. And he was doing a good job blocking and maybe just grabbed a little jersey at the end.
So they hand off on first down. And Gatewood takes it inside the 20 again. We'll put it on the 19-yard line. Call it second and 5 from there.
Man, we don't have the numbers, but right now I feel like Lumen's averaging 10 yards a carry.
Yeah, it feels that way for sure.
And it probably is actually more with the Walicki 28-yard run. But
second down, Titans break the huddle. Straight up I formation, they give it to Gatewood. He bounces outside, leans down to the 5, breaks away from some contact. He's going to get down to about the 4-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there. 9:14 to play first quarter. 20-0 Lumen Christie leads, looking to add to that score total with 9:14 to play in the half.
Steve, you mentioned the long list of great Lumen running backs here in the past 20 years. We might be adding Gatewood to this list, and just a freshman, he's showing us some things. I'm not adding him because of this game or even what we've seen, but he just looks like he has something special about him.
Yeah, he's got the burst. He's got the vision. They give an inside handoff out to the fullback, and he takes it down into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans. Contat taking that one in. Jake Contat with the touchdown. 8:52 to play here in the first half, and make it 26-0, Lumen Christi Titans. Round of high fives out here in front of us in the stands.
Yeah, you can always kind of tell when somebody's family is near. It's a little extra loud.
26-0 and an extra point pending to make it 27. Snap a little high, but the hold is good and the kick is good. And they make it 27-0. Of course, our touchdown tonight brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll take a 30-second break and kick it off one more time on WKHM. Take a...
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
8:52 to play, 27-0, Halloween night at Lumen Christi High School, and the Titans all over the Wildcats. And kicked down to the 10, fielded there, and on the return, looking to go right now, bouncing around a little bit. Looking for a hole, finds some daylight, loses the football. It's loose and recovered by the Titans, and they're going to say he was down. They're still signaling onside ball.
Yeah, he was calling for forward progress, and that was quick because that ball was loose.
That was Landon Johnson on the return, so it'll still be Wildcat ball. And we'll get it at the 21. That is the spot. First and 10 from there for Onstead. And again, it's 27-0. Onstead has had a good game plan. It's just tough.
Am I wrong in saying every Onstead possession they have gotten one first down, but then it's that second one that's been difficult?
The second first down is difficult. Back to throw. Wells with a little time gets it loose to the 22. And ripped down there. Who else but Sean Walicki? The forward progress is going to get him a 2-yard gain, make it second down and 8 yards. And Wells had a little time there. He did fire another. That was like a sidearm Matt Stafford feed into the receiver. And a good catch. Just good tackling by the Titans. And I think that's something, Brian, you and I have noted on different teams that we've seen throughout the year. You can really notice the difference in tackling.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapping them up, bringing them down to the ground, not just trying to go arms, but really, yeah, the technicals. Wells throwing on his back foot, looking for, I think that was Rutkowski, the intended receiver on the play, but again, Wells does know he doesn't have a lot of time back there, and that's a couple times now where he's thrown like backpedaling, and it just, you can't get it on target and get that distance control.
Yeah, he's just getting rid of it to save himself.
Yeah. 7:43 p.m. with 7:57 to play in the first half and 27-0 Titans. And that'll bring up third down and 8 now for Onstead. Three receivers bunched to the short side of the field to the right of Wells. One split wide left. And now we send the guy in motion. Back to throw Wells. And now into the backfield for Kish. And it's just out of his reach and incomplete. So third down and 8 becomes fourth down and 8, and another punting situation for Onstead with 7:53 to play in the half.
I didn't mind that play call either. That was given Kish. He was going to be one-on-one with Brennan Brogan out there. He would have had a chance to break that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying to get those matchups that give you a chance, and it's been tough because that penetration has come more and more, and we've seen Cash Cooper really get in there quickly from his defensive end position, and obviously Antoine Baker's winning his matchup a lot. And now the punt coverage team in, and Burgess down at the 35 and tight end of the field at the punt coming. We've seen some big booming punts. That one's another decent punt fielded, and it will return by Burgess. Bounces back, missed one tackler, past the 45 to the 47, and brought down. Just a lot of work for 5 yards there, but Burgess gives the Titans good field position again with 7:43 to play in the half and a 27-0 Titan lead.
That was a brave catch there by Burgess, too. I thought he was going to be calling for the fair catch. There was an onside guy right there.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, he had got lit up for that. But now they'll have the defenseless receiver call.
And there's a handoff. And that's Burgess on the carry. Past the 50. To the 49 in onset territory. We'll call it 3 yards, 4 yards on first down. They do put it down to the 48. Oh, that guy in the sticks has to match it up. So it's in between the 49 and the 48. Second down. We'll call it 7. We got to be exact, yeah. Clock running down towards 7 minutes in the first half. 27-0 Titans, and they come up with Gaston under center. Burgess in the backfield. He takes the handoff to the right side. Bounces through the line, out to the 40, down to the 38. Just goes off that right side. Well blocked, and that's been the sign that the blocking is good, as those Titan running backs are 4 or 5 yards before they even face much contact. And sometimes 28 yards to the end zone. 6:52 and 27-0 fresh set of downs for the Titans at 39.
I am now convinced, after seeing that run, Steve, I am convinced if they gave you 5 carries, you would have double-digit yards.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I agree. Quick wide receiver screen pass there. Caught and past the 35, down to the 33. And that's King making the catch and the run. Tommy King, senior wide receiver. Of course, we know the King's sitting near our window every week, so we got a nice little cheer for Tommy on the catch and run. Second down and 4, though, here for Lumen Christie.
Lumen kind of showing a lot of different looks, a lot of different formations.
Burgess takes that handoff. Nice jump cut. Looked like he had the first down distance, but made that little jump cut to the left. Accelerates and all the way down to the 15-yard line on a great run by Burgess. First down, Titans. They'll put it at the 16.
The only bad thing about this is now you're going to have about 8 sets of parents to say, see, if my kid was the starting tailback, he'd have 1,000 yards. And if it was this game every week, they wouldn't be wrong.
Are there any other broadcasters up here who think they could get 10 yards behind this line?
I'm throwing my name in the hat. I'd get 30.
30? They give it back to Burgess. Bounces off to the right side. Getting to the edge. Looking to turn it. Cuts inside. Down to the 5. Hit hard, but another first down for the Titans. And it'll be first and goal from about the 4.
We got to give a little props there on that tackle. Big Andy Marsh sticking him right before the goal line.
You know what they'd call him in New York? Andy Marsh. Boston, too. Andy Marsh.
It's a pit named after him.
All those East Coast accents. First to goal from the 4. 4:51 to count down till the half. 27-0 Titan lead. It's Benny Gaston under center. Burgess in the backfield takes the handoff again. Pauses and then shoots into the end zone. Never a doubt. Burgess, a 4-yard touchdown run to make it 33-0. Lumen Christie, 4:39 to go first half.
And, Steve, in high school football, there's running clock at 35.
In the second half.
And I didn't know if we'd see Lumen go for 2 to get it to that number.
I think we will. I don't see Wetzel going in there. So Benny Gaston getting the play from Coach Brogan.
Makes sense.
from the four. Big set. Burgess is the deep back. Gaston gives to him. Runs behind those two big guys out of the backfield, and he marches it in. And there we settle at 35-0. 4:39 left, first half. 30-second break, and we'll kick it off again on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
The professor, Brian Haynes, up here, tempting Mark Donato with the Funfetti Muddy Buddies. Kickoff goes to the sideline and bounces out of bounds, and that'll be a flag against the Titans. That was heady play by Cole Rutkowski because he wanted to field that and run it. He said, you know what, let it go. We'll get the field position, and we'll go in here with 4:38 to play and try to honestly, Miron said, those little wins, and you say, hey, let's make this not a running clock when we come out of the locker room in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely.
Points on the board.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, that's really all you can do. If you've coached long enough in any sport, you've gone against teams that are just physically better than you. And then you start figuring out, okay, how am I going to motivate these kids to keep going? And you just have to win the play.
Yeah.
Must win the play.
This is the Onstead's version of a big set. A shotgun, but two running backs on either side for Wells, and now they're going to shift out of the backfield, and we'll get a flag coming in, delay a game for the Wildcats.
And if not, I feel like there were too many men in motion right there. That was, who, the Zombies?
The Zombies, that's cool. They have, like, stretchy, you didn't know, and then all of a sudden they go, boom, Lumen, Titans. Pretty cool. Distracted by the cheerleaders. So they run the same play. First and 15. Takes a snap. It's kind of a screen pass out to Kish. He was able to get back to that original line of scrimmage and then puts a lick on the tackler. Going to get past the 35, make it the 37-yard line. 38. Good spot for Onstead. Second down and 7 from there on their own 38-yard line.
Steve, that was interesting because that was Cash Cooper again almost getting deflection there, but you said earlier if he misses that, then that gives you some numbers, and that's exactly what happened.
Good recovery by the Titans, second and 7. Go with the pistol. Now Kish moves out of the backfield. Empty, four receivers bunched to the right for Wells. Back to throw, looking to the right. Lets it go out into the flat, and nearly picked off. Great read on that play by Brennan Brogan. Made a break on the pass, just dropped it off his hands and incomplete, but he saw it coming the whole way. Intended receiver on the play was Jacob Ullman on that kind of a deep out route, but that was Brogan rather with a near interception with 3:48 to play in the half. Brings up 3rd and 8 for Onstead.
You're right, good break on the ball, but keeping in the Halloween theme, would Brogan possibly have butterfingers?
Oh, wow. I love it. It would have been probably 6 points if he makes that catch. Instead, it's 3rd and long here. And a handoff for Wells, and Kish trying to find some space back there, but just a wall of Titans keeping him from moving. He's going to lose 2.5 yards, and they'll bring a 4th and 9 with 3:36 to play here. First half, Titans lead at 35-0.
In these 35-0 games and first halves, this one you and I tend to get a little goofy. I feel like maybe we need to have a candy reference contest or something where you can not force it. It can't be forced. But if you can get in some kind of candy reference, you get a point.
All right, we'll see what we can do. Wildcats, you know, turning 35-0, might have gone for it here on 4th down, but there'll be smarties out there and punt.
forced.
Caught by Burgess at the 32. We're on to the right side now in the middle. He's hit there and brought down at the 44-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans there with 2:52 to play. First half.
I didn't mind the Smarties comment, but in my head I'm thinking, come on, give me a break. Okay,
man.
Maybe. We it's way too early to start this.
We're already,
let's get back to football. We can't do this until halfway through the fourth quarter.
First and 10 Titans from their own 44-yard line, huddled up. Again, we've seen Gatewood, we've seen Amarion Clay, we've seen Burgess more recently. It looks like Gatewood getting the call on this possession. Contact shifts to the right. The handoff is to the left side for Gatewood. Bounces outside. Good tackle there at the line of scrimmage. We haven't seen a ton of great wrap-ups like that, at least not that early in the play. But credit where credit's due to Austin Moore for pulling down Gatewood for a short gain to the 45. Second and 9 for Lumen Christie.
That one-yard gain, definitely the shortest run for Lumen Christie tonight.
It's going to cut into that 10-plus yard per carry average. 2:26 to play first half, and the clock running down. 35-0 Titans, if you're just joining us. Our last update from Michigan Center was 15-0 Cardinals leading the Romulus squad. I don't even know Romulus mascot. 22-0 Michigan Center now the lead. Nice delayed handoff to Gatewood, and he's on the run. Breaks a tackle, 30. Foot race, 20. Going to get brought down from behind. Stays on his feet, spins away at the 11-yard line, out of bounds. Should be the spot. I think some people wanted that horse collar call because they were going from behind. But honestly, I think the defender avoiding the horse collar tackle is why he was able to stay on his feet longer.
Yeah, he grabbed him by the back of the jersey but didn't want the horse collar. So
yep.
It's a pretty good job, actually.
Yep, first and 10 from the 11. I think we've got another score update here. Second quarter, Springport 21-0 lead over Manchester. Thanks, Tom Ratchford, on that one.
Springport has a squad this year.
Staying unbeaten throughout the regular season, now into the playoffs, and a 21-0 lead over the Flying Dutch. Gatewood takes a handoff, spins it inside, and gets it down to about the 4-yard line. And that'll be second down and... I think they're going to say 3 yards. Two, maybe they can get a first down here, but I'm guessing they're looking to just punch this in. Minute 38 to play and the clock running. Wetzel over there warming up the leg for maybe an extra point try.
He's been busy.
I've been distracted out here. The cheerleaders are putting on quite a show for the Halloween crowd tonight. Pulling out some new props. Zombie makeup. There's a handoff. Another big guy. Touchdown run.
Oh, who do we have?
Keegan Grandy with a touchdown.
Keegan Grandy with the run.
Now that's the Grandy family in front of us. They're doling out high fives.
Keegan Grandy with the big touchdown rumble. And that was a big man touchdown run, too. That he went right through whoever was in his way. I think even the play callers in the booth next to us excited about that one. Touchdown, Lumen. 112 to play, 41-0. Extra point kick is good. 42-0. With a minute 12 still to play here in the first half. We've been treated to a good one in Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning has gotten plenty of mentions for touchdowns. Let's take a 30-second break and kick it off one more time in the first half here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Wetzel with a kind of a squibby kick bounces all the way down to about the 18 and fielded there by Onstead. Return's going to go to the 29 and get stopped. And it's Chesser picking up the football and carrying it. And Chester stands up with the football. We had some Titans pointing the other way. But
I think the ball did hit the carpet, but Chester came back up with it.
66 seconds till the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll get This Week in High School Sports with the MHSAA. 42-0 lead for Lumen Christi. And the defense gets to go out for one more try. Titan marching band in their costumes making their way around the track. We're going to get the halftime show coming up. And handoff to Kish on first down. He's going to get about three. We'll call it four. 34-yard line, second and six there for Wildcats as the clock starts.
Steve, going back to that Grandy run, you know, you get the big boy in there, it never gets to touch the ball. That definitely brought Snickers to the crowd.
Some big jumping high fives right here in front of us. It's the snap for Wells. Gives to Kish again, and he barrels through a defender in the backfield. Gets a yard there, and it'll be third and five. We're down to 26 seconds, and that may be the last play of the half. I don't think Onstead's rushing out there to run the last play here. We're counted down to 16.
Yes,
they will get one, it looks like.
Well, it might as well just even launch one here.
Yeah, let's check out if Wells gets a little time and fire that. He's got a good arm. 5 seconds, they snap. Wells rolling out. Pitches now to Kish. He's going to fail to get to the sideline. He's going to get to the 35, nothing more. Zeros on the clock. Time's up for the first half. 42-0 Lumen Christi Titans here at the halftime break. Let's take 3 minutes right now, and we'll come back and look at our first half of action, set things up for the second half. Again, Lumen Christi 42, Onstead 0 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. 5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 42-0 Lumen Christie. And Brian, they didn't pour it out all at once. It was just a continuous effort by the Titans and just marching down the field, using the running game. You know, they did throw a couple passes. They tried some deep balls to Westland. But overall, just it was the running game and really the offensive line that made the difference, blocking so well that these running backs really just got to show off their speed. And, of course, the individual effort there to extend those runs even further than the offensive line could do for them. But just, it was just a dominating performance in the first half by the Titans. I will say this before we start talking about numbers and touchdowns and things for Lumen is I think Onset had the right game plan. But even that, you still have to come out and execute it against a very versatile and, again, just quality across the board Lumen Christie team, especially that defense where they've got four or five guys who are just, it feels like we're calling all of their names on every play. It's Willicki, it's Cooper tonight, it's Baker down on the line. It's just a number of different guys who always seem to be in on plays. And when you start going, well, they can't all be making all the tackles all the time, it just goes to show you that they just have such depth and talent and quality across the board that there is no one standout guy. It's a standout unit.
Yeah, this is definitely a case where the old saying of sometimes it's not the X's and O's, but the Jimmies and the Joes. And right now, there are just more Jimmies and Joes on the Titan side. It's pretty evident.
Yeah, and again, quality game plan from Onstead. You can see they're a team that deserved to be in the playoffs. They got some guys, but tonight the matchup is just not going to go in their favor. And 42-0 Lumen will have a running clock to start the second half. Who got the touchdowns for the Titans?
Well, who didn't get the touchdown? But we're going to say Willicki with a couple, Gatewood with a couple, Contat, Burgess had one, and Keegan Grandy got into the end zone in the last one. That brought a lot of cheers from the Grandy crowd right in front of us.
Some smiles and enjoyment from the coaching booth next to us, too. So 42-0 our score here, out-of-town scoreboard. And Springport, 21-0 lead in their game to start the postseason. We mentioned Springport, great regular season unbeaten, 21-0 now lead over Manchester to start the postseason. Chelsea with a 14-7 lead in their matchup going into this postseason. And Chelsea, they're going to factor into who wins it all in that division. They just seem to be there every year, even if they struggle in the regular season. It's just a good program they're running. Chelsea and Fowlerville, the matchup there. And then Dexter with a 14-0 lead in their game tonight. And so there's all the out-of-town scores I could get for you. Michigan Center was leading.
They're up 28-0 at half now.
28-0 halftime there. So, all the scores we could get for you here so far. We'll get you any more that we can come up with. In the meantime, if you do want to get the update from all the scores tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. here at WKHM, Luke Moorhead with Sports Saturday. We'll give you all those details, and so make sure you're tuned in for that. Any takeaways or anything you really wanted to mention right away, Brian?
Sure. Terry Mills, the Romulus alum, probably is disappointed for that Michigan Center score. But outside of that, I have nothing, Steve.
You think Terry Mills made the trip?
I don't think so.
T. Mills reference on the show. That's, whatchamacallit. Nice. Trick or treat on Halloween. We'll take a 3-minute break, and this week in high school sports coming up next on the half here. Lumen Christie leads at 42-0 on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
In an instant, a vehicle accident can change your life. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygod and Falzon, your trusted personal injury attorney that will fight for you after you've been in a car or motorcycle accident. With decades of experience, we've secured millions in settlements for accident victims and fight the insurance companies so you can focus on healing. And you don't pay any fees until we win. Injured in an accident? Call me, Larry Falzon, at 877 to get paid. Losing is not an option.
Touchdowns don't stop coming for a Mendon running back, and a postseason block party is just about upon us. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. This is the 15th season of eight-player football in Michigan, and during that time, there have been a lot of touchdowns scored. But no one has scored more career eight-player touchdowns than Mendon's Owen Gorham. He ran for four scores last Friday in a win over Adrian Lenaway Christian, giving him 97 total touchdowns. He's now two ahead of the previous record holder, Reed Haskins of Bridgman. And with at least one playoff game to go, Gorham has his sights set on becoming the first in eight-player football to score 100 touchdowns. In the 51-year history of 11-player football, only six have topped the century mark, led by East Grand Rapids' Kevin Grady Jr., who scored a remarkable 151 touchdowns. To check out all of the 8-player and 11-player records, including team, individual, and championship games, head over to MHSAA.com, click on Football, and then Record Book. And to see brackets, scores, and schedules for this year's football playoffs, MHSAA.com has you covered. You can click on links to buy tickets or to watch an NFHS Network live stream right from the Score Center. The 8-player finals are Saturday, November 22nd from the Superior Dome in Marquette. The 11-player finals will be at Ford Field on November 28th and 30th. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Ann Arbor Pioneer field hockey goalie Mara Bullion. The freshman stopped every shot she faced in the entire tournament, leading the Pioneers to a 2-0 championship game win over Dexter. Grand Ledge volleyball player Haley Ellis had 5 aces and 9 kills as the Comets beat East Lansing to win a share of the CAAC Blue Championship. And to Harbor Beach QB Caden Buchholz. He was responsible for 5 touchdowns in a 41-7 win over defending Division 7 champion Millington.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're talking some unusual ways to score soccer goals today. It doesn't happen often, but a team can score directly from a corner kick or the kickoff. But what if it's a goalie down in their own end who somehow throws the ball 80 yards or so and into the back of the other team's net? Does this count? It does not. A keeper cannot score for his own team by throwing the ball the length of the field and into his opponent's goal. If this were to happen, the defending team would receive a goal kick. But if the keeper accidentally throws the ball into his own net, then it does count as a goal for the opponent. You don't always need your feet to score a goal in soccer.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. 3 days after the start of the football playoffs, the girls' volleyball postseason will get underway. Brackets are posted at MHSAA.com, and the district first round starts Monday, November 3rd. Most district semifinals are on Wednesday, November 5th, and most district finals are Friday, November 7th. The regional round starts on Tuesday, November 11th with semifinals, and then the regional finals on the 13th. And all 16 quarterfinals, 4 in each of the 4 divisions, will take place on Tuesday, November 18th. Those winners will converge on Battle Creek for the semifinals. Divisions 1 and 4 will play on Thursday, November 20th. Division 2 and 3 on Friday, November 22nd. And all 4 finals will be on Saturday, November 22nd. All semifinal and finals games will be at Kellogg Arena. Again, ticket information can be found either on MHSAA.com or GoFan.co. If you can't be there in person, you can watch on the NFHS network. All matches from the quarterfinals through the finals will be on, as well as a huge majority of district and regional games. Just go to NFHSnetwork.com to watch. If you haven't been paying close enough attention to the volleyball season thus far and want to get caught up, then check out our weekly report, Block Party, on the volleyball page of MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate. With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Final 72 seconds of the halftime clock counting down. We'll get the second half going here. Lumen Christi leads 42-0. The winner tonight faces the winner of the Napoleon-Buchanan matchup happening tonight. And our last update was a 14-7 Napoleon lead. So should Napoleon hold on, that would be the matchup here next week.
A lot
Titans
of green.
And Pirates.
A lot of green coming.
A lot of green. It is Halloween night. I am Steve Boyle, the Professor Brian Haynes, joining us in his Brad Pitt from Fight Club costume. Looks good, Brian, especially the no shirt. You really could tell you've been working on it.
Well, thanks, Steve. I thought the weather was correct for this.
Yeah. I think it was a perfect choice.
Yeah, and I love Halloween being on a Friday. It's payday.
Another candy bar reference. I like it. Snuck that in.
2-1.
I'm not getting credit for Smarties.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
You did say it was Forrest, and you said it had to be.
No,
all right.
I'll give you that one.
That's cool. Appreciate it.
You set it up well.
Thank you. I had to work on it. Well, hey, we got Titans football to start the second half, running clock at 42-0 here in the postseason. And again, you know, if you're the losing team, it's as beneficial to you as it is to the leading team. There's no reason to draw this out necessarily. And again, the Titans, we have found over the years that they won't run the score up, but they do want to get that running clock going and keep everybody fresh a week later. You know, that's just Herb Brogan understanding what he understands about playing in the state tournament, that there's no reason to draw these games out any longer than they need to be. We'll see a healthy dose, I think, of junior varsity players actually here in the second half. As that kickoff rolls on the ground, picked up by Tommy King at the 20, and he's going to get to the 27 before he is tripped up. First and 10, Lumen from there.
And Steve, you mentioned that about the score. I mean, you had several different people carrying the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll see more of that this half. But it's still football. And, you know, you can't have your guys not block and not run hard.
Right.
And so this is where Onstead has to step up, and you got to stop them.
And
you know they're going to run the ball.
You can count on that, yeah. High formation, deep back, I think it's Burgess again. He'll take that carry on first down, cuts it to the right, now back to the left, on his feet to the 50, cuts back inside away from the defender to the 45, down to the 44 before he's stopped, and Burgess with a big gain on his first carry of the second half.
I like that, too, and the run. Burgess really wrapped up the ball. He was going to make sure ball security. No sense any turnovers now if you're Lumen Christi.
Cole Rutkowski in on the tackle for the Wildcats. First and 10, Lumen Christi, as the clock runs down to 11 minutes. Again, it'll continue to run throughout this half. Titans break the huddle up to the line. I form. And handoff from Brogan to the fullback past the 40. And that's Powers on the carry. And they'll mark that at the 39. That'll be about second down and six for Lumen Christi. And again, as I mentioned, change of quarterback, and they've got Brennan Brogan in there taking at least he took that snap.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have to dig deep into the program. And as you said, you have the JV number program even.
Jesse Brown brought that along for us tonight. Understanding what we might expect. Brogan under center. Takes a snap. Gives again to the fullback. It's Powers, and he's looking to bounce it outside. Some Mike Allstott fullback action there as he bounces it to the outside. Gets it past the line to gain. Fresh set of downs for the Titans. Put that at the 33-yard line. First and 10, Lumen.
Good Mike Allstott reference. The old Dollar Corn or Buccaneer.
Oh, goodness.
Never too early for
corn. Corn is all right, but especially if it's candy corn. Hand off to Powers again. They go fullback again. and it got about four, really taken down hard at the end of the run. But again, and that's actually going to be Gilmont. Let me see if I can find that. If I'm being honest, the JV roster is even harder to read than any.
And it's getting dark in here.
Yep, we got multiple numbers, but anyway, got about 4 yards on first down for the Titans. Garrett Gilbault, I see. Okay. All right, 8:47 taken away here, third quarter. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And Brogan brings the team up to the line. We'll call a second and five here. And another fullback handoff. Gilbot will carry again, and I think he's got the line to gain. First and 10 again for the Titans. Now inside the 25, 23-yard line. 8:27 and taken away here in the third quarter. First and 10, Titans, 23-yard line. 8 minutes now. So we're just underway here. Third quarter, 42-0 lead for Lumen Christi. We're already seeing some JV entrants into the contest. And change up at quarterback with Brogan taking snaps.
And right now, if you're on Onstead, do you want to stop that fullback dive? That's been, what, four in a row?
That's at least. Titans take a delay of game call here. No surprises. That's kind of the self stop, I guess you might say. I formation. Brogan takes. Gives, again, fullback handle to Gilbault, who's going to get down to about the 25 with forward progress. Tries to spin away, but brought down. And so, I'm going to bring up second down in about 12 after the delayed game penalty, and we run it inside, running down towards 7 minutes to play for, in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think if you're on stat D right now, you got to say, okay, let's not be dumb dumbs. We know they're going to bring the fullback dive.
Gilbault to get it in at fullback. Burgess the deep back. And he takes the handoff, cuts it inside, now bounces to the middle. Stays on his feet inside the 20 down to, call it the 22, which will bring it to third down at about four for Lumen Christi here.
Good hustle off the field for Alvin Fuller.
Some additional scores coming in. Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 14-2 lead over Leslie. Bronson 24-0 lead over Jonesville. Springport now 27-8 in front over Manchester. Handoff and breaking a tackle, but Gilball to get inside the 15 to about the 12, but that's going to be just to the 14, so that's short of the line to gain. Fourth and two now for Lumen Christi down there. We're at 6 minutes to go here in the quarter.
Lumen in no hurry here. And to be honest, I don't know that Onstead minds them not being in a hurry.
And I think if they're not going anywhere for a while, they might need a Snickers bar.
That's a repeat,
though. Does that not count? Did you already say Snickers? Gilball with a handoff down to the 10, 9-yard line. That will get the first down distance. And they'll move the chains again.
I think I snuck a couple in on you that you didn't catch. That,
oh, wow.
That was one.
Over my
and
head.
Then I don't know if you caught the defense not to be dum-dums.
Oh, I didn't catch that
yeah,
one.
You
wow.
I noticed you didn't give me any little giggle or any in either one of them. So.
I'm such an airhead.
See, now I appreciate that about you.
All right, we're at first and 10 from the 9-yard line. So the goal to gain would be what they're after. It looks like they might self-inflict a delay of game penalty here as the play clock runs down to zero. Can you imagine if you're Herb Brogan's grandchild or even related to them, and it's like Halloween or Thanksgiving, just one of those holidays, and Coach Brogan's around. You play on his team, and he's also at the family. He's like, hey, maybe don't have that extra bowl of mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe a little less gravy there. We're in training, you know. Do you think you get that?
Man, I bet you. You know what? I bet you in the home he's just grandpa.
Yeah. He's not bringing up that third and nine where you didn't, you missed that block. 4:08 to play, and Lumen trying to possess the football for this whole third quarter and keep this running clock going and, you know, move on to their next opponent, which may or may not be Napoleon next week. Regardless of who it is, we'll be back here at Lumen Christi for the game. Second and goal from the 12. And carried to the right side of the line, down to the 5-yard line, and stopped. And
I think that was JV number 22. You're going to have to dig deep to the JV roster again to find out who that carrier was.
Was not contact.
No.
Tristan Johnson. No. They know. We just can't hear with our headsets on. Just say it louder, Mark. All right, they break the huddle here. We're down to 3:11. And third and goal from the 5. Handing off and hit, but spins into the end zone. I think he scored it. No signal. They'll say just short on the 1. They make a 4th and goal from there.
Just short of the goal line. Inside the 1.
And at this point, it's all JV numbers going in and out. So forgive me if I'm slow on the draw to get those numbers to you, but
I've been forgiving you for that for years.
So I appreciate that kind of deference, Brian. You're a real sweetheart. There's the run into the end zone. Bench signaling touchdown, and now the officials do too.
I liked how he hit the line and then kind of gave it a little roll, kind of a little tootsie roll over to the left.
48 to nothing with the score. Yeah, just kind of roll-o'd over the line.
Oh.
And if he was from particularly neutral part of Europe, it would be a Swiss roll. Not really candy, but a snack cake. All right, 2:19 to play in the third. Clock stops after the score. New kicker enters in. Ooh, tough snap.
Oh.
Great hold and a nice leg. And that is hit, and that's Tristan Johnson. And we'll take a 30-second break and kick it off. 2:19 to play in the third, 49-0. Lumen Christi leads on WKHM. 2:19 to play.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Titans will kick off here now with 2:19 to play in the third quarter and a 49-0 lead. And we've seen, again, going deep into the substitutions here for the Titans in the second half. Halftime, Springport leads Manchester 27-8. Bronson 24-0 lead over Jonesville. And Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 14-2 lead over Leslie. And mishandled on the extra or the kickoff, and it looks like the Titans recovered it. A turnover for special teams.
Yeah, that's another JV player. Again, a lot of high fives for the coaching staff and the squad.
Ronnie Heaton. Anytime you get the turnover, even in this, at the point, a game like this, you're happy to have it. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep 52-0 lead over Hazel Park. GLC's going around the world here for us. DeWitt 49-7 lead over Owosso. Lowell 28-14 now leads Coldwater. Muskegon 20, Mona Shores 20. Onset does keep possession, so I think they just liked the liked the stop.
Yeah, he just upended them. Great tackle.
We'll run out this 75 seconds of the third quarter here. Second down and 9 for Onstead.
If you just happen to be tuning in, it was Lumen Christie early and in the middle, and at the end, it's 49-0.
Shotgun here, and Wells takes a snap. Play action, looking downfield. Got time, gets it away. Little high and incomplete. Intended for Chesser and incomplete. Mason Chesser, target for Wells all night. Missed that one, incomplete. Third down and 34 seconds remain. We got about a half a second between play clock and game clock.
You can see the difference, too, of the line now. Lumen's down to second and or third string guys.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for a signal from the sideline for me to come and get a couple snaps. Rolling out the throw. Has time. Wells now going to scramble. On the run to the 25. Cuts it up 30. Cuts again at the 35. Pass the defender out to the 40-yard line. And caught 15 yards on the carry for Wells. Really the first time we've seen him take off all game. Decent gain there out to the 40. And the clock ends the third quarter for us. So with 49-0, the Titans lead. 12 minutes to play until this one's over. All Titans back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
First attempt from the 40 for Onstead, handoff, and stopped for no gain, maybe a yard loss. Looks like they're going to give them forward progress to the 40, so we'll call it second and 10, and I didn't see who got the handoff. It was Kish again. 11:46 to play in this one as the candy gets tossed into the crowd. A little trick-or-treat for the fans here. All treat, no tricks.
Yeah.
We're underway here again, running clock with a 49-0 Titan lead into the fourth quarter. Onset ball from their own 40-yard line after a 15-yard run for Wells, and now option pitch out to Kish. He's going to get to the 50 into Lumen territory and leaps over a guy at the 40. And let's see, they'll call him out of bounds at the 36. Move the chains, first and 10 Onstead now as we get inside of 11 minutes.
And Steve, right now the difference between varsity and JV players, the JV numbers are a little smaller. And you look out there in the defense, a lot of small numbers out there.
Yeah.
A lot of JV call-ups.
You can just see the difference in the jerseys. But little by little, bringing in some other folks. And again, these are people who now at this point in the year have gotten maybe even a few minutes here and there along the way. And certainly they were all in attendance at that game last week at Ford Field, even if they didn't get to play. Kish takes a pitch out. and brought down. Nice solo tackle there with maybe a yard gain, but again, a solo tackle from one of those JV jerseys on a nice running back in Kish. And I think that's Xander Martinez.
Yeah, that was pretty textbook.
Just got a hold of that ankle and brought him down, so he gets 1 yard. Second and 9 from the 35 for Onstad. Down to 10 minutes now to play in this one.
And if you're Onstad, you don't care if you're playing against JV guys. You want to get some points on the board. You don't want to take the goose egg with you.
Back to pass. Wells chased out of the pocket, rolling. Looks to throw, gets it to the open man. Caught, 20. Turns up the field, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Onstad. Mason Chesser taking that one in for the score. And the clock stops at 9:31.
You know, it's funny, you see some of these JV guys out there on the defense, and you know, okay, oh, there's freshman and sophomore, but makes you appreciate, like, Gatewood even more. Gatewood's a freshman, but he looks like he belongs, and then some.
Yeah. And let's see what they're going to do. Will be an extra point try.
This one's going to finish through, but just kind of short and to the right, because as I was walking down the track area before the game, I caught one of the kicker's practice kicks, and that's where it was. So.
Oh, you caught it?
Yeah.
That one.
Yep, just short right, but through.
But
that's right where, right where I caught one.
All right.
I know that guy's game.
What were you doing out there? I don't think you're allowed. 9.5 to play. Let's take a 60-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off one more time. 49-7 Titans lead. First score of the night for Onstad on WKHM. 49-7 Titans.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
I believe it was Tommy King making the catch on the kickoff. Carries it up to the 45, where the Titans will take over for their first down. 9 minutes left and the clock running.
You know, you look out there in that Onstad D, and it's still almost all starters, but then you look over the sideline, and you see it's just thin. The difference in numbers is quite a bit between the Lumen players and the Onstad guys.
Titans snap, handoff on first down, breaks a tackle out on the run, and stays on his feet. It's a 55-yard touchdown. No flags on the play. So Lumen with a quick answer, less than a minute with the running clock, taking it to the house and scoring that one. Touchdown, Titans.
That was JV number 22. Who do we have there, Steve?
Cooper Fairbanks.
Cooper Fairbanks.
On the carry. So with 8.5, 55-7, Lumen. We had a new quarterback in, too, was Ronnie Heaton. So getting the job done with the Titans JV now, largely in this game.
If you're Heaton, you just don't go back out there and you say, I led the Titan offense to a touchdown every snap I took.
And the extra point attempt is tremendous. So we got another score, 56-7. Lewin, let's take another 60-second break and kick it off again on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
All right, football comes out to the 45 for Onstead.
Chain gang seems a little uncertain.
Oh. As am I.
Nope. They were actually right. The official was wrong.
40-yard line, first and 10, Onstead. Down inside of 8 minutes to play here with the running clock, 56-7 Titans. There's a pitch out to Kish. And brought down for a loss. That's a diving tackle there to get him down. And just an aggressive tackle. I like it. Yeah. Nolan Huff.
Yeah, I think that was JV again.
Yep. I think we heard Martinez.
Yeah. His name I heard again.
Garrett Martinez.
Hey, he took on Kish.
Yeah.
He's given up about 50 pounds.
Second and 11. Play action. Wells looking to throw. Now rolling out. Stops. Hit as he lets it go. And it'll be just short. I don't know, I feel like the receiver could have made a little move on that. It was close to the sideline, but he had a chance. I believe it's Aiden Schmidt, intended receiver on the play.
Clock's ticking quickly now.
Feels that way. We're down, ticking down toward that six-minute mark. Thank you to our fourth quarter sponsor, by the way, Virginia Coney Island. I mentioned the yellow bag special, two conies, chips, and a drink for $8.50. Best deal in town. And you can buy the sauce by the pound for $8 any day. Stop by or they'll ship it to you. Virginia, Coney Island. Thanks to Ted Kristoff and the crew supporting Lumen football tonight. Play action, looking to throw again. Wells back to the 30. Lets it go. And intercepted to the 50, to the 45-40. Brought down at the 35 in Onstead territory. Going up high to pick that one off and making a nice play.
Yeah, and that was another JV number four.
I know, I hesitate to say anyone's name. They've gone just deep into the roster here. Xander Martinez, I believe, on the interception there.
All right.
Martinez name.
That was a good play.
He got
up. He went after that aggressively.
And as high as it looked like he jumped for us, I bet it felt like he was soaring out there. He did a leap for that one, catch it at the high point, intercept it, and let Lumen control this clock, although we thought maybe they'd like to keep possession and run it out, but they just blocked their way into another touchdown, even with all the substitutions going, and even another quarterback in there taking snaps is, again, Ronnie Heaton.
Well, he's one for one.
Yeah.
When Heaton's behind center, they score touchdowns.
And the Titans let that delay a game happen. Oh, they call timeout. With 5:03 to play. Something to talk over in there. Let's take a 60-second timeout with them. 5:03 to play, 56-7 Lumen leads on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
8 yards on first down for the Titans, now second and two from the 27-yard line in onset territory after the interception. We're down to the four-minute mark coming, and a handoff and outside run. We get a flag coming in late. Down inside the 10 on the carry for the Titans. Andrew Brogan with the run. And the flag's going to bring it back. Looks like that'll go for a hold.
Yeah, that's too bad for Brogan. He was going to have himself a nice little gain and little number in the stat sheet, which I'm sure he's going to get another attempt. But that was going to be, what, 17-yard run?
Yeah. Michigan Center now 35-0 lead across town. Second down, 30-yard line. Under four to play, handoff and up the middle, diving. Taking it past the line to gain first down at the 23 for Lumen.
A nice little power run there. Manders with the carry. Took a few defenders with him.
Yeah, good strong run. 3.5 to go here. Again, 56-7 our score. I got a bunch of other scores coming in and can't really keep up with them even. Again, 35-0 Michigan Center leads, 3:39 to play in the third quarter, so they'll get their running clock started. We got 3 minutes to play until it's over here. Titans out of the shotgun, under center, offset eye, and we get about one on the carry there. Another QB in there taking snaps. They've tried everybody, I think, tonight. Brexen Carroll, freshman, on that snap and handoff, and we're down inside of 3 minutes. Let's see what else I've got on the out-of-town scoreboard I can send you. Clinton, 30-20 lead over Whiteford. It's a final. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 59-0 win over Hazel Park. Chelsea, 21-14 lead against Fowlerville. Titans handoff, and that'll be short gain out to the 21. Manders again on the carry there. DeWitt 63-7 lead over Owosso, still in the first half.
Wow.
Yikes.
Man, if they're not careful, they'll get $100,000.
Oh, goodness. Minute 45 and taken away. Can't go fast enough. Another handoff and down to the 17. They'll bring a fourth down at about two.
Yeah, they'll be going for it.
Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard, 57-6 win over Detroit Cody. Gabriel Richard will host the Michigan Center Romulus winner, which it looks like will be the Cardinals. So that'll be the matchup next. So a couple of dominating victories. So two teams that you feel like maybe have a good shot at a quality contest.
Yeah. That'll be a test for the Cardinals.
We're down to 64 seconds. Six on the play clock. And that's going to be delay a game. And let's see what other scores I might be missing here. Dexter, 35-0 lead. East Kentwood, 35-7 lead over Grand Ledge.
A lot of running clocks in this first round of the playoffs, isn't there?
Yeah.
You see a lot of one seeds versus the fours.
Yeah, the next lower seed, yeah. There's a handoff on fourth and eight, and we get a short gain, and that'll be a turnover on downs, but with 35 seconds, it's not going to matter.
We'll see. Onstead doesn't even have that. It looks like they might just be lining up. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to let that play clock. Hasn't started with 18 seconds.
That's going to be it, Steve.
We're done. 56-7 is going to be the final here at Lumen Christie as Onstead sees their season come to an end. On 4-6 with this loss, but again, you make it into the playoffs. That's an accomplishment in itself. And you're playing against a very tough Lumen Christie team, a team that nobody on that side of the bracket looking forward to facing, including that Almont team that may be looming in the semifinals. But first, they got to face their next opponent, winner of that Napoleon Buchanan matchup is awaiting, or the Titans rather, awaiting them, and so we'll see what happens here next week. We'll be here again for that game. Right now, let's take a 3-minute break here in the post game. We'll get our player of the games figured out and close out here from Lumen Christie. Again, Titans 56-7, our final on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5 and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
All in.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. Online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the postgame here, 56-7. Lumen Christi gets the playoff win up to their usual Twix in this one. Dominating as they needed to. You know, and not running up the score. 56-7 feels that way, but really, they, you know, Lumen just classy as usual. Want to get this one done and move on to the next round. They'll host the winner between a game, Napoleon and Buchanan playing tonight. And that was our last update. The Pirates were leading, but I haven't gotten one of those scores yet in a minute. Looks like Michigan Center will move on 35-0. Winners there. Our 35-0 leaders there. Get that running clock started, and that could be over soon. Meanwhile, Gabriel Richard and Ann Arbor, 57-6 winners over Detroit Cody, and they'll face the winner of that Michigan Center game next week, and they'll host, so the Cardinals would be on the road in that one. Although 35-8 now I'm seeing is our score with 11:51 to play there still at Michigan Center. And so, If it's Napoleon, that'll be fun. Either way, we'll have a good time. But tonight for the Titans, the touchdowns were good, and they were plenty. And they got the win, and they went deep into the JV roster even. So some guys making some memories tonight in the playoffs, memories that they'll recall when they're playing. And they're in the starting lineup and, you know, leading the charge for these teams in those games in the future. Just nice to see that the Titans just keep that continuity going from, the youth program up to the varsity program. There's just continuity all the time.
Yeah, and Steve, with you and I having the Cascades background, we wouldn't mind seeing another Cascades team come in here and give it a shot, although for those that have tried, it hasn't been a real almond joy for them to be here. But
wow.
But
there's mounds of good play to overcome if you're playing the Titans. And I'll tell you what, a Napoleon Lumen matchup would be fun for us. It would remind us of that that cold, cold afternoon in Chelsea.
Oh.
At the top of the bleachers in the wind. 1 degree, wind chill, minus 30. I don't know how low. It was as cold as I've ever been in my life. We'll always remember that. But hopefully from here, comfortably inside of the press box at Lumen Christi High School. Again, I got some finals. Tune in tomorrow morning to Sports Saturday with Luke Moorhead and get all the final scores from around the area tonight. And, you know, he'll set you up for the games that are being played tomorrow, too. I know there's a handful. I know in Marine City they postponed trick-or-treating till tomorrow so they could go to the high school game tonight. So that's fun there. It was a treat. It was a treat to be here tonight and watch Lumen. They're going to move on. And the game kind of went how we expected it to. Onset had a decent game plan. But it's everybody's got to play until they get punched in the mouth. I think Mike Tyson said that. They got punched in the mouth tonight, and Lumen looked good. Their offensive line is blocking very well. They're going to be a tough out all the way through this postseason.
And the punches came from several sources, too.
Yeah.
It was definitely not just the Lumen starters. I mean, we didn't see Paul Sattler tonight, who was kind of resting.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of an injury problem. So, you know, it was just one after another. Wilicki, Gatewood, Contat, Burgess, Grandy even got in the action. Then a couple JV guys.
Yep. So, yeah, it's Lumen's hitting on all cylinders right now. You said they punched a lot of people. You feel sour after you get a punch, like a sour punch straw. And the candy references are coming fast and furious here. And maybe to anybody who's going, what are they even talking about? I get it. I understand. 56-7, the final. Springport, 39-8 leaders at Manchester. With still a minute 20 to play in the third in that one, but it looks like the Springport squad will move on in the postseason. Are they Division 7, I think? I'd love to get a Hanover Horton score. Are they tonight or tomorrow? I didn't
maybe
see that.
Tomorrow, because I haven't seen
it. Yeah. Britton Deerfield, 34-8 win over Pittsford, or at least leading. Dearborn Divine Child, 21-0 lead over Tecumseh. That Divine Child team is good. Adrian Madison, 30-24 leaders over Ecorse. Hudson, 52-0 over Centerville. That's a good Hudson team, too. Clinton, 30-14 over Ottawa Lake Whiteford. We saw Adrian beat Jackson at Adrian. They're 35-7 lead over Ipsy Lincoln early in the third quarter in that one. Looks like Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central will probably eliminate Leslie tonight. They were leading 14-2. So there's as many scores as I can get before we wrap it up. Let's take one more commercial break. We'll get our player of the game, and we'll wrap things up from Lumen Christi. Again, 56-7, the final on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here, and Titans with the victory, 56-7, our player of the game tonight. We're going to do the joint player of the game. We almost did it last week. Sean Walicki ended up winning the Player of the Game Award against Centerline. But this week, it's going to go to the Titans' offensive line. It didn't matter who was taking the handoffs. The line had a hole for them open and big running lanes. So great job by the offensive line tonight, including our early shout-out to Noah Lampman. I don't know how much he did out there, but I got a ride from his grandpa tonight. And so Noah and the offensive line all night tonight had good running lanes for the Titans, and they had easy yards to gain against Onstead.
Yeah, there were many people deserving. So all the people that were deserving and didn't get it, I guess tonight that's just your star's burst.
All right. Well, so we'll wrap it up here from Lumen Christi. Again, we'll be back here next weekend. 6:45 Friday night is our anticipated start time. Join us here at 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And make sure you check out Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Luke Moorhead, your host, and he'll have all the scores that we didn't get you tonight, and certainly all the other sports stuff happening this weekend. University of Michigan football Saturday night, 6 o'clock for the broadcast. They'll kick it up around 7. And Lions football this weekend on the network, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. It's a noon broadcast, Sunday fun day against Minnesota. Brian, any final thoughts?
Happy Halloween, Steve.
All right.
That's my final thought. It's just a dominating performance today, and we got sidetracked early. But we had a good time. It's always fun, and I'm telling you, if you're a Titans fan, you better be ready to have this season extend to Thanksgiving time.
You might make some hotel plans even.
Yep.
I would say tentatively, don't do anything you can't get a refund for, but I think you're going to be all right. It's looking good, and this Titan team is good. I'm looking forward to seeing the matchups and see if anybody – I like watching, even though if it's Napoleon who plays next week, they'll be overmatched a little bit. But I'll be interested to see the game plan. They come out – I think they won like a wing tee.
Yeah.
That and we've seen Lumen eat that up before, but we've also seen teams have a little success against the Titans with that. So it'll be interesting to see the game planning, what you do against this juggernaut Titans team looking to add another state championship to their trailer over there or everywhere else that they keep track of their wins. Championships have become a regular part of this this area of Spring Arbor Road. Onstead now falls to 4-1 against the Titans all time and avoided the shutout with a late touchdown. All right, thank you to our executive producer, Michelle. I'm anxious to go and enjoy the rest of Halloween night. Thanks to everybody who tuned in and enjoyed. And if you didn't enjoy, well, we'll try to do better next time. For the Professor Brian Haynes and Michelle back in the studio, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.